Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You guys,
what?
It's time to celebrate. I celebrate this time every year, right around this time. You know why I celebrate?
I'm excited to find out.
The mulch is out at Home Depot and Walmart.
Yay!
The mulch is out. I love it when the mulch comes out.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it's just because that means we're just that much closer to full-time spring and into summer. And like when all the lawn care stuff starts coming out, the bags of soil.
I know. And you've talked about how that's like one of your favorite smells at Home Depot. The wood, the mulch.
Oh, the mulch.
You know, that garden time of springtime smell. You're a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a sign that spring is on its way and the baby bunnies will be running around pretty soon.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Oh, the mulch is out.
No, when it stayed light out yesterday,
I felt so good.
Automatically not mad at daylight saving time anymore. I was like, okay, here's the positive of it.
Yeah, felt really good.
But you can feel just your whole body.
I actually went and sat on the back porch for just a little bit last night because I was hurting so bad because I've been working on the basement. But just I laid there in the sun. I was like, oh, vitamin D.
Yes.
Feels so good.
Give it to me.
Anyway, everybody celebrate. The mulch is out. Summer is quickly approaching. All right, let's shift gears and talk about dolls. I got one story to kick this off that has to do with Barbies. And then we're going to dive into the American Girl debacle right now. I saw this story this morning, and it was kind of funny. This woman named Benita holds the Guinness World Record for owning 18,500 Barbie dolls. My God.
Holy.
And she earned a second title by identifying some Barbie dolls while blindfolded. She was on some sort of TV show. They blindfolded her, and then she identified 19 different Barbie dolls in 3 minutes. Using only touch. She analyzed the shape, the hair texture, clothing, and then boom, nailed it. Now, I looked at this and I was like, this is ridiculous.
That's a little obsessive. Like, I played with a girl like Benita when I was little growing up, and I didn't like it. Like,
really?
She's got all these dolls, you can't take them out of the box. Like,
well,
pretty sure that was someone like you.
That's like, what I started to, like, think. I was like, what a weirdo.
And then
a lot of people tell me that I collect dolls, and I have to quickly correct them and say, no, these are action figures. Thank you very much.
And you probably also didn't let people play with your toys, huh?
Well, no, I was different. I played with my toys growing up.
You did?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
I used them for what they were intended for, but now when I'm collecting, no. Ain't nobody even looking at them.
Okay.
Don't even breathe on them. But I would be willing to take this challenge with my He-Man action figures. I could probably blindfold myself and do a little test. Have Knick-Knack line up like 5 of them in front of me, and I'll feel them up and... I could guess.
It's a normal Saturday night for you.
He-Man's got some epic pecs, bro.
You got this.
I'll be squeezing his boobies.
This would be fun. You should do that.
I would like that.
To see you,
would you
correctly identify Skeletor.
I smell
Skeletor.
A TikTok video.
I think this is fabulous.
Oh,
I like
God.
This. I like this idea a lot.
Jared's going viral
yeah.
for feeling up Skeletor.
I can see it now.
Who's your Skeletor? Yeah, so there's your Barbie story.
Yeah.
And then the American Girl dolls, I guess, are in the news right now. Tell me about it.
Well, millennial people everywhere will agree that American Girl dolls were just part of our childhood. So the fact that they've changed so much, especially in the last couple years, it irks us. Like, we're like, wait a minute, you can't do that to Molly. No, no, no.
Well, tell me what's going on.
So
why are they,
how are they
all,
changing
well,
them?
Well, just to show you that they really tried to cater the American Girl doll culture towards older women. So they've promised us a book for Samantha, an adult novel about her adventures in the 1920s for years. So, like, they know what we want. And they give it to us in the littlest bits. But the latest uproar, we do not like it because they took the American Girl doll image and they modernized her, right? So the 6 original dolls, they have given them a modern look. So Samantha, Kirsten, Addie, Felicity, Josephina, they're all, and then Molly, they are all reimagined, and they took their historic dolls and then designed them to reflect the times in American history, but then they put them through a contemporary lens. So, like, if you like Josh and I were looking at the outfits during the break, and
I don't like them.
Like,
well, they're just modern. They're just girls now.
Kirsten has space buns. Like,
yeah.
That is not what Kirsten
reflects. That was my nickname
reflects.
In high school, actually, no. Space
like,
buns.
Felicity has the Labubu on her clutch bag.
So
like,
these are just dolls now. I don't like it because they have veered from collecting these dolls and learning about history.
Yes, because mm-hmm. that was it.
That was it. That's the gist of the American Girl dolls is you're learning a little something when you collect these dolls. My sister had all the originals back in the 80s
oh,
when
exactly.
it was
same.
Out.
Same. You wanted them. Like, you yeah. coveted these dolls, and it's like...
And then you learned about life on the prairie
yes.
and
all,
whatever else they were doing, churning butter.
Yes, like Josefina, she represents the, you know, Latin culture, so she's very, like, her outfit is beautiful, but, like, the modernized version of her, she looks like she's going to Coachella. Like,
yeah, seriously. She looks like she's walking around Park
she
Meadows
really does.
In her yoga
yes.
pants.
Yes, so
judging everybody with her, you know,
yes.
her bag,
so
her fancy Louis Vuitton bag.
Millennial moms and just people in general are, like, in an uproar right now. It is chaotic.
I don't like it.
The funny thing about this story, though, and you got to give it to American Girl Doll because they did a little research of their own and they were like, well, you know who these dolls are for?
Who?
Children. And you know who loves the new American Girl dolls who have been modernized are the children. They love
yeah, but
this
they're not
new
learning
look.
Anything.
They're not learning, but they're the ones who want the dolls. And so you got to kind of tip your hat to American Girl Doll for really listening to their customers. Because, yeah, we're in an uproar, but there are still the original dolls up there. So if we want to get all immersed in history and take a trip back in time, it's there for us. But they have to think of the new generation and what they
who
want
are extremely
in their toys.
Materialistic, and that's
yes.
what all these dolls, they got their bags and their
so
bows
like, yeah.
and their perfect hair and
Josefina,
their fancy shoes.
Let's go to Coachella, girl!
Like, yes, so. Exactly!
So that's kind of the story, and I don't... Like, knowing that last part about them trying to appease the children, like, that calms me down a little bit. But when I first saw this American Girl doll story,
you're
I was with them.
Up.
I was just like, not Molly, not today.
Oh, with her skinny jeans.
I know.
The thick-rimmed glasses.
Do they still come with the books? Like,
yes. Yes.
What, really?
So they still come with all
kids
the stuff
kids nowadays
that they
can't
before.
Read.
I know, right? It's
audiobooks.
Actually an app that you download
yeah, why
for
they
your
just,
iPad.
Does each one of them come with a little cell phone and they're all taking selfies? And yeah.
They still have their accessories.
So hold on. I'm looking at this. Yeah. So the books are still Meet Felicity, Meet Addie, Meet Molly.
Yeah, so they still have
but the books
it.
Are still talking about them in the olden days is what it looks like.
Yeah, so you still learn
that doesn't
about
make any sense.
The olden days. It's just, you know, again, the modernized look of the dolls because that's what really grabs the attention of the kiddos. But I grew up, again, wanting one of these dolls, relating to one of these dolls. And I guess I'm glad that kids also get that opportunity because it's probably a lot easier to relate to little, you know, Felicity here with her coach bag.
With her Lululemon.
For the younger kids than it is, you know, what we did when back when we were kids.
How come
kids,
you didn't
so.
Get any dolls growing up?
No, I did. I got dolls growing up.
How come
up.
You didn't get
kinda,
the American Girl dolls?
I just kind of grew out of it by the time I got to this stage, I feel like. I didn't really, yeah.
You
yeah.
would have been right around that age,
no,
right?
No, I definitely, I wanted one, but by the time, I just kind of, maybe it's just because I couldn't have one when I was younger. There were four children. These things are expensive. That's
They're
the
very
other
expensive.
Thing. If you get the actual American Girl doll, I mean, you're looking at upwards of like $150, $200. These modern era dolls are a little cheaper, by the way. They're selling for $90 because they're shorter. But this is a, especially, you know, back in the day, this was a.
That was a
penny.
Lot of money when it's $200
it's
a doll
money.
Back in the 80s.
When you have four children, my mom was like.
But they've really adapted and it's
the Walmart
turned into.
Version.
Yeah, like quite a racket now. Yeah. I mean, because you go into these stores and you can buy accessories and different shoes.
No, that's where they get you.
It's a racket,
yeah.
isn't it?
Gosh, even the dog has an outfit now.
Right. So, like, yeah. I would never spend this kind of money on dolls.
Nah.
Action figures.
Action,
I mean.
That's right. That's right. Action figures.